I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day Home Team with our weekly real estate podcast. We want to thank you for listening. We want to tell you to tell all of your friends about it. And you can email me questions, tom@wfre.com, about real estate. So, Jay, we got Thanksgiving under the belt.
Under the belt, and Christmas not too far away.
Not too far away, right around the corner. And Christmas is the time of the year. When you think about home, you think about Christmas. I just read a quote. Home is where you are your real self, where you picture yourself as a real self. And that is like if your home's in Louisville, if your home's here in Frederick, that's where you want to be for the holidays. The warm and fuzzy home for the holidays feeling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk on these podcasts all the time about details of investments. Is a pool worth this? What does a garage do? What does that do? But realistically, and this sort of falls into play because I was actually with my wife over the weekend, and she had a client she was working with and trying to decide between two houses. She had a new construction or a resale, and she sent a message to my wife and said, well, which one is the better investment? And that stirred up an interesting conversation because, you know, you can look at things as an investment, but, you know, as my wife says, because she's, you know, got the warm and fuzzy, you know, your home, you know, it's what matters to you. It has nothing to do 100% with an investment. What feels like home to you? What do you walk in and do you feel, you know, this is where I can spend my next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years? You know, what gives you that warm and fuzzy feeling? Not just about numbers, about, you know, things like that. I mean, our house in Lake Linganore, my wife absolutely loves it. You know, she's, at first I was worried, would she like it with all the stairs? And, you know, we did a lot to it to make it home, as she calls it. But, you know, there's a whole lot more to it than just an investment.
My niece in Louisville, they had to upgrade. The kids had grown up. They had to get a bigger house. But she was traumatized letting that home go that the kids grew up in.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's an emotional thing for people. We had a listener of yours. They weren't even living in the house. They called us. You know, we sold their home. Well, it was funny when they called, they were hoping they were going to break even. And, you know, they just didn't like their surroundings. I need to be careful what I say, so I won't give location.
They didn't like the surroundings where they were living or where they were moving?
Where the house was.
So okay, I understand.
They didn't like what was going on in their area, so they actually moved out and called us to sell the house. They didn't like it so much that they actually left the house without even selling it. And we met with them, and, you know, we did what we needed to do. We got it sold. They actually ended up making money. They were ecstatic about that. But at closing, before the closing happened, she really started breaking down crying. And, you know, this is not an uncommon thing because, you know, a lot of people build memories. It was a little shocking to me because the house was empty. They weren't there. And, you know, they said they moved out because they didn't want to be in that location. So yeah, I asked her, I was like, you know, I thought you'd be excited. She goes, I'm excited, but there's just so many memories in this house. And again, being a real estate agent, it was empty. I'm thinking of it like an investment because I'm like, okay, it's empty. You should be ecstatic. You thought you were maybe going to have to bring money to the table. You made over $10,000. This is like a celebratory, you know, you might be wanting to go out and have a drink or something fun, not sitting there crying. But, you know, it is all those memories. And as we're getting closer to the holidays, you know, you and I were with Bob and dealing with Christmas Cash for Kids. It's a very similar thing where you're creating all of these moments and these situations where, you know, things that the kids are exposed to or your family or your family dinners. And it is an emotional thing to a lot of people.
Thank goodness for your Day Home Team, Christina and Amy, because they will relate to the warm and fuzzies. They're not just crunching numbers. Jay Day and the Day Home Team, they understand these emotions. Moving is right up there on the top five traumatic things. With death in the family, getting married, anything, moving can really emotionally affect somebody.
Oh, yeah. It's a roller coaster ride for a lot of people. And you see in some of these stories or, you know, some of the testimonials and stuff that we pass over to you that you post on social media, the ladies in the office do an amazing job, and they truly do connect with these clients. And, you know, it's helping them off of the ledge when they're sad and crying about things, when they're angry about something. It's all of these different emotions that go into it. And it is much more than just a real estate transaction where, you know, a property is changing hands from one person to another. And you know this. I mean, sometimes people have family homes they think of, And there's just these emotional ties that just pull on people's heartstrings. And it's funny because me personally, like when I sold my house in Carroll County, I was glad to sell it and be out.
I understand. Are you guys trying to sell? And I guess this is not a bad thing, and it's not manipulative either, to sell. Here's your upcoming warm and fuzzies. When you move into this house, when you move into this school district, when you move near these stores, your new home awaits you.
Well, I'll tell you, that client I mentioned that Christina had, she ended up calling and they had a long conversation. And hearing that conversation she had made me feel good because, again, our agents, we tell them it's not about a transaction. It's really trying to understand. And we've been talking about this forever, Tom. We tell people, we want to know your story. We want to know why. We want to know why you're making that move so that we can try and help you through that. And hearing her on the phone with this client, you know, it was sort of shocking to me because it was all about the warm and fuzzy, not just about, okay, well, here are the numbers. You know, she had her talk to the lender to crunch the numbers so that she knew financially where she was, but the numbers didn't make it. What she realized was after the person talked to the lender about the numbers didn't really make the difference. So she couldn't make a decision based on the numbers only. So then she had to go into that other level of, well, you know, where do you see yourself? Where do you, and you know, this is someone who has a young child, and she said, you know, where do you see, you know, raising the kid? Where do you see yourself going to these community amenities? Do you see yourself walking to the park? Do you see you and your fiance enjoying each other in this house? Do you see Christmases? Do you see Thanksgiving? And this whole other level, you know, to me, I think, you know, which one felt right? You know, when you walked in, which one did you say I want?
Have you ever had anybody go through this psychoanalysis and then realize at the end, maybe it's really not the time to move?
Now, we tend to catch that up front with people, and you know, it happens all the time. People think they need to do something. They think they need to act quickly, and then they realize they're in over their head. And we tell people, you know, through having them come in the office and going through our consultation, we explain the whole process to make sure they're fully there and ready, because it's the same thing. We might take someone out, they fall in love with the house, and guess what? Four other people fell in love with the house. And now they want it, but they didn't get it. So that roller coaster can have people crashing down and then giving up and saying, you know, well, maybe this isn't meant to be. Maybe I don't need a house. Maybe I should just be sitting still. So it is a huge process to go through with people and help them understand, like, here's what's going to happen. Here's what could happen. And, you know, hold their hand throughout the whole process so they understand what's going on and helping them handle the emotional roller coaster of a real estate transaction.
And really, if they really don't want this and don't know it, you guys don't want the headache in the long run.
No.
Because you put a lot of man hours in on something that's just not going to happen. It's another problem aside from real estate.
Oh, yeah. We tell people all the time, you know, are you sure that this is what you want before they, you know, decide to move forward with the house? I mean, we tell them, you know, sit down, write your pros and your cons list, and really think it over. Especially, we run into this a lot when we have, you know, couples. Because most couples don't have the same wants and needs list. And, you know, you could end up creating, you know, a separation or a divorce just through real estate.
You've got to work a few things out before you get to a real estate transaction to find out that you maybe even shouldn't be together in the beginning.
Yeah, it can definitely make or break people. We've seen that, and we have an entire process we go through with people when it's a couple. And it's funny, one of my good friends, I've known him for over 10 years, and I helped him and his wife, and I knew his wife actually longer than him. And he had his wants and needs. She had her wants and needs. But the thing is, sometimes people don't even realize what their wants and needs are, or is there a foundation in why they want that. You know, like one thing people say is, you know, I want to have a lot of land. And most people that want a lot of land want privacy. Well, guess what? You could have 15 acres but not have privacy because you're on a main street. Or, you know, your acreage is all behind you, but you've got neighbors close to you. So it's really drilling down into what people, you know, what their goals and their objections are, so we can help them reach that by, you know, through conversation and through consulting with them. We are, you know, sort of like therapists.
And, well, I guess school district for a young couple, that's got to be one of the main concerns.
School district is crucial for a lot of people. I mean, I think I told you, we ended up selling in Carroll County. We had a change in school districts where we didn't move, but they moved the lines on us. And that made us make a change to what we perceived as a better school district based on ratings. I had two of mine went through a certain school, and the other, you know, our youngest was going through that same school, and then all of a sudden they were going to change. And on the great, there's a website for great school ratings, and it went from a graded 7 school to where she would have been moved to was a 3. And that's a, you know, 3 out of 10.
That's significant, yes.
That was significant enough that we decided we were going to sell our house and move.
And that could be as simple as being on the other side of a street or simple as being on the other side of a major boulevard.
Yeah, well, the scary thing, Tom, is I lived in this area for years, and we didn't even move, but the county decided they were going to move the lines on us. So we warned people of that, too. You could be locked in, think you've got the greatest school, and you could have it for two of your kids to go through it, and then it's time for the third, and all of a sudden the county mixes things up on you and says, we know, you know, the school's been serving your house for the last 15 years, but now we're going to change it on you. So we warn people, you know, you pay attention to that, but realize the county can still change it at any time.
Let me also point out, here we are in the winter months, holidays are coming around, a lot of people taking vacations, a lot of people think the real estate market goes dead. You need to get on board now and don't get in with everybody else in the spring when they feel this is the time to buy and sell.
Oh, that's true. I mean, it's funny because our phones this month have been blowing up. I mean, as you talk about, you know, we're doing West Virginia as well, and as our team is working on ramping up, every weekend so far this month, my kids will yell at me about it because I haven't had a chance to do any Christmas shopping. I've been in West Virginia meeting with people about selling their homes.
Cool. That's awesome, man. That makes me feel so good that people are listening.
Yeah, it's and, you know, all of us, the whole team has been swamped. And, you know, my wife and I were talking about this morning, like, we need to get this Christmas shopping done. And I haven't even had a chance to do any online. I mean, we're blessed and it's very fortunate to be this busy. And again, maybe it's because, you know, they're listening to you and they're also realizing that a lot of other people are sort of in veg out mode, or they call them and they say, oh, we're going to wait until April. That's not the time to do it. You take advantage of the low inventory. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're competing with 50 other homes. Compete with 5. It gives you, you know, increasing your odds.
Let me ask you a question. We're in the leaf season, and I saw a lot of it this weekend walking around neighborhoods. I'm seeing people raking their leaves, and they stop right at the property line, even if it's leaves coming down from their trees. If your neighbor's leaves fall in your yard, those are your leaves. That's pretty much the way it is in Maryland, correct?
Yeah, that is the way it is. It's funny you mentioned that. We actually had a little paper in our mailbox from some young entrepreneurs in our neighborhood that were in middle school. They actually put a flyer out and said, you know, $20 and we'll rake all of your leaves. And I was like, that's the best $20.
Well, that's a smart $20.
Oh, we spent it. And then we gave them a nice tip as well.
Are they raking those leaves and taking those leaves away?
They took them away.
Wow, that's worth $20 any day of the week.
Tom, I saw it and I was like, this is the biggest deal ever. So one, you know, it saved us the time from having to deal with it. Two, appreciating that entrepreneurial spirit of these young kids and seeing work ethic.
I support that. Whenever I'm out shopping at a grocery store and there's kids out front with any kind of fundraiser on the weekends, I'm in.
Yeah, it's so nice to see those young people not expecting things just given to them, that they're out there trying to hustle. So just by that alone, even if we didn't need it, we would have found some type of work for them to do because, you know, them being so young, like I said, they couldn't start the job until after 4 o'clock because when they had to get off school. And they were young, young kids, and they did an awesome job.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And so my neighbor's leaves and my leaves became the kids of the neighborhood's leaves to dispose of for us.
And they disappeared from your lawn. It's a Christmas miracle.
I tell you, the best $20 ever spent.
Home of the week.
Home of the week. This is a great home here in Frederick in the Boundary Creek Meadows. 62 Derby Drive, Frederick, Maryland. Single family home, 4 bedrooms, 3 full baths, 1 half bath, only $360,000. Great home. It's only been on the market for a short period. Go to WFRE.com, look at J-Day's Real Estate Podcast, and we'll have the house of the week. Again, 6230 Derby Drive, Frederick, Maryland. Great single family home. Only $360,000. Check it out today.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Thanks for listening to our weekly real estate podcast. Tell your friends all about it.